Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Former Husker national champion Matt Verzo.
If we have to throw hands, I am totally down.
Now, this will be hard for some people to swallow. You know you're looking at a
window. Former Husker national champion Matt Verzo.
It's that guy that's staring back at me, looking through my soul, saying, I'm your dude.
Matt Verzo, former Husker national champion.
I know this is your bang zone. I know this is where you get down.
And they are deep and thick.
Please, God, give me one of those fat guys.
Big Papa Verz, let's bring him in.
Probably the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
We're going to get in the lab and bust one out.
You try to get too cute with your packages. It still feels hard when you touch it.
Now you got a bunch of fat midgets that want to hurt people.
Matt Verzo.
There's no better feeling in the world when you are face-to-face with another grown man, and you can drive him, and you end up laying on top of him.
Hey, man, I'm a weirdo. I know it. I admit it. That's how I have to get down.
Back on the up and up. So hit on, but guess
what? I feel like I can. Let's bring him in. First, can I read you an email to get this started? Can I read you an email?
Oh boy,
it's a good email. You don't got to get nervous.
Positive or negative?
It is a good email. This is from from Matt. He says, Nick, can you please let Verz know that I appreciate his efforts he puts in at Paisans? Took my family there for Mother's Day dinner, and he was on point. He was all over directing his staff and helping customers. Also, he was interacting with them as well. This was the first time for my wife, daughter, and her boyfriend. They left very satisfied. Not only with the food, but the homey atmosphere won them over. Please let him know his place has won my family's hearts and stomachs. We plan to make a visit to Paisans 3 to 4 times a month to show our support. I mean, I bought a Paisans hat to give free advertisement. Oh. Thanks again, Matt. My family appreciates. From Matt, I think he might be from Valley. So, yeah, how about that, man?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's awesome. We were in the weeds there for a little bit on Mother's Day.
Right.
Mother's Day was winning versus Team Paisans. Oh, wow.
That's great. So, you know, I got you all nervous, like it was going to be a negative email, you know?
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to be one of those, like, hey, Nick, stop having this guy on.
Yeah. Hey, this guy says I shouldn't talk to you. Yeah, no. That's all. Listen, it's just, I know you out there, you work hard out there. So a little love for you from Matt.
No, that's a super cool thing. They were a super nice family, too. I know exactly who you're talking about.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Good people.
Any big takeaway you got with the playoffs? I know you love to, is there a team you like, a storyline you like? Is anything kind of jumped out at you so far with now we got both Eastern and Western Conference finals set?
Yeah, I can't believe the Bruins dismantled Carolina. I didn't think that was going
to. Gordie Howe still out there doing, Gordie Howe out there making plays.
There you go. Kind of happy for CJ McCollum. Kind of, it's always good every now and then when Batman comes out to play. And I know he's not Batman. I know he's an uber talented guy, but you know, if that guy, when Dame was having a rough night, when Dame had 13,
he was really struggling.
For him to go out and play the way he did, the jerk in me though is just super happy that Golden State playing without Kevin Durant, I think, is better. And I know everybody will say, hey, football guy, stick to football. But just letting Clay do his thing.
It's awesome, man. I love Clay.
Right? And I know Durant is one of the best in the world. I get it.
Man,
sometimes,
blah, blah, blah.
Though, the best in the world just isn't good on a team.
Right.
And he's got his ring. I hope he moves on to greener pastures, you know. But, no, that would be my basketball takes on it. I'm happy for kind of the underdog guy, I guess.
Sure, I'm with you. I'm. How about this? I saw this little. It's just like a factoid that just is. I want to ask you a question on the back end of it. But how about the fact that the four best healthy players in the Western Conference Finals? So I'm taking Durant out.
Yes.
They went to Weber State, Lillard, Washington State, Clay, Davidson, Steph, and Lehigh, CJ McCollum. Like, isn't that amazing?
It speaks a ton to me, to kind of the antithesis of what everybody thinks needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Go fit at a school that you love or that will take you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those guys all had big dreams. I'm going to play at Duke, Carolina, or blah, 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 blah. Well, it doesn't work out, so you go here. And if you bust your ass, you can make everything you want to have happen come true. You really can. And it's awesome to see that, you know, those small school guys getting out there. Because how many guys right now from Duke, from Carolina, from Michigan State are sitting at home?
Right, a lot of them.
Or maybe not even playing in the league.
Right. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
You know, because I think one of the things that jumps out at me with that is, to your point, like, I think we live in a world now where the reality is, if you're good, they'll find you. Mm-hmm. And by they'll, I'll mean the right Division I school, the big mm-hmm. school, maybe the mid-major school, or even in the pros. Like, if you're good enough, the NFL and the NBA will find you. Like, and I think sometimes you got to trust that, like, just be the best player you can be and don't worry about any other stuff because it'll all kind of take care of itself.
Yeah, and it's something MLB has been good at for a long time because they literally will go anywhere.
Yes.
Like Cuba, the Dominican, like, we don't care.
Right.
You can play ball, you can play ball. If you can put your hands and eyes on it, you're good. So it's cool to see. I would never piece all that together. I know Stephen Davis, and I didn't know Lehigh, though.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
It's cool, right?
It's just play the game, love the game, and get in the best spot for you.
Yep, no question about it. Do you have, you know, I had someone I don't know if you and I have specifically talked about this yet, but I had an emailer say, hey, Nick, do you have a problem with kind of how the Hyman thing worked out with Brady Hyman, where basically Fred Hoiberg in a meeting said, hey, you know, like, you don't have a spot here. You got to go. I think in certain terms, that's kind of been happening a lot with football, with Frost, and that's kind of one of the things that happens with a new coach. I guess, do you have a problem with it on how some of that stuff has kind of been handled?
Anytime you can learn a life lesson, regardless of what age, sometimes you don't fit the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people out there to listen to your radio show that have been in a job and some suit came into their office and said, hey, you don't fit here anymore. So
right.
it's life. It sucks. It's mean. Life is not fair to anybody. You get out of it what you put into it. I'm sure Brady worked hard, but for whatever reason, Hoiberg, it wasn't what they needed. So it sucks, but that's the way life goes.
Right.
And learn that lesson. Go somewhere else that fits your skill set better and, you know, just ball out. Go work hard and learn how to shoot three and try to get a chance. You're 6'11".
Yeah. 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 I mean, there are those 6'11", 6'11", you know? Like, I mean, there's those guys don't grow on trees, you know? I mean, it's just I mean,
that part ain't changing.
That is not changing.
4,000 jumpers can change a jumper. It ain't going to change the fact you're 6'11".
Amen on, yeah, you know, someone can't. I can work as hard as I can this summer. I'm not going to grow to be 6'11", but you can make yourself into a decent shooter. You know, you can. You can do that. You can absolutely.
You don't even have to rebound. You ain't got to have nobody with you now.
Right.
If I don't rebound, or just shoot it back at you.
Yeah. Amen, man.
You ain't got to have friends.
Hey, what is this time of year like for Husker football players? Is it kind of like, you know, finals, and then everybody kind of takes maybe a moment to relax before they set into summer conditioning? Like, what's going on down there? What do you remember about this time of year when you were playing?
I hope, Jesus, my voice is cracked there. I hope they realize the opportunity at hand. make the trip home brief and want to get back to work. You know, guys from out of state, when it would get over, though, they're gone for. Some of them were gone for a while, you know, a couple weeks, but everybody local. The more you get in there and the more you work, it's good things happen. You know, I think it's Nicholas or Tiger Woods or whoever says, you know, it seems to be a direct correlation. The more I work, the luckier I get.
Yep.
And to me, though, it helps hone that competitive environment, right? If you're in a situation that breeds competition, like, I want to be in here, I want to get better, I want to. Then when you're around like-minded people like that all want to, you can't help but be better for it. But I get it. You want to go home and see the family, you know, all that stuff. Make it brief, because it's easy to fall into some bad habits, you know, when you get back into a comfortable environment. Get uncomfortable where it's just work, you know. But it's fun. You're out there sweating with your buddies, you know, lifting weights and moving around, doing those things. That's more work. I hope it happens, and I hope that's the mentality. There was an interview I caught, and I was just super off, but it was somebody that had played in the eras before, Like, oh, yeah, these guys will go home now for 2 months, and they'll come back. And blah, blah, blah. Like, bud, you go home for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, it's a long time.
Behind.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if you do go home for 2 months, somebody that's there working passes you. Because those notes will be taken.
I mean, what do you think? I don't think I ever, for all of college, I don't think I ever took, the most I ever took off, truly took off, maybe a week, maybe. And I'm not here trying to say that I was the hardest work, but it's like, there's also an element of the way things are structured, you just can't, you know?
It's year round.
Yes.
Proximity though, for us, is tough to factor in.
Yep.
Cause we, you know, even from Lawrence, you could get back to L Town in a couple hours.
Yeah. 3 hours. You were, in and out. So, basketball is different too, because it's easy to all I needed to do was call up Coach Smith. I'd get into Southeast and shit. You know, I could always work on my game. It's not apples to apples, but I also just think it's a window into there is no long break here.
Right. And it can't be anymore.
Right. Know,
they're not in it's not a luxurious position where, oh God, we're a 10-win team. This is a 4-win team.
Right.
With a lot to prove still. They got a lot going in the right direction. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Optimism is high. But if you can imagine the work you put in last year, and they probably know areas they cut down on, I could have done more last summer. Well, now's your next summer. So put in that work and see what happens on the field.
Right.
That's kind of where I'm at with.
Hey, I wrote this down because we're up against it, but I really wanted to ask you this because this was something we talked about last week. Did you see that Athlon ranked the top all? They ranked all 120 FBS head coaching jobs for football, and they ranked Nebraska as the 19th best job in the country. How do you, what do you think? Like, if you had to, do you think that's about fair? Do you think that's about right? As someone that's a Nebraskan, blood, sweat, tears for the program, what do you think?
What are the three above it and the three below it? Do you know?
I think Washington, Tennessee were ahead of it, and then UCLA and Okie State were the two behind it. I can get that all in front of me.
It's a fluid situation. Yeah, that's probably where it is right now. I'm fine with that, but I think it's something that in a couple of years you're probably going to be looking at as like a top 12, top 10 type of setup.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. I don't need people to perceive that this is a destination. We ain't for everybody.
Right.
The state slogan says it. So I'm good with everything where it's at. And yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Right now.
I think it's about fair.
Tennessee, Washington, and Oregon.
So Tennessee, Washington, Oregon, Nebraska.
UCLA, Miami, Oklahoma State.
Okay. That's okay, right, Verz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all those 90s boys trying to rebuild.
Ain't that the truth, right? If you'd have told somebody in 1994, Miami and Nebraska were the 19th and 20th best jobs, you'd have been like, you got to be kidding me. Honestly, do you think in 1995 they do this? Is Nebraska the best job in the country? Is it top? I mean, it's top five, right?
Boy, I don't know. I don't think Nebraska's ever going to be viewed as a top job just because of location.
Right.
All due respect to my beloved state.
How dare you? But, Grand Island, line two, not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But beeline to the Cavs, what is that?
Man, I don't know. I just don't. I mean, you got it going at Michigan. Unless, this is what I feel like I've been talking to George.
Okay.
Some people make a bucket list. And you ever seen the movie Bucket List, Jack and all that stuff? Like, great movie.
Yeah.
Some people make a bucket list, and they got to cross things off their bucket list, even if it doesn't make sense it defies logic to do it. But you got to go do it. And maybe on Beeline's bucket list, he wanted to coach in the NBA, and leaving Michigan to take the worst job in the NBA made sense. In some levels, it helped the bucket list thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that crazy Dan Gilbert said, hey, here's a humongous check.
That's the other thing, Joe. I can't wait to see what the salary is, because that might also go, oh, well, then, yeah, I would go coach. I'll go coach the Cavs for that. You know what I mean? So it could be that as well.
Sanction? Are you like, does that throw up a red flag?
I thought about that. I'm like, does he know something we don't know? But the only thing is, at this point, you would have, we haven't heard any mention of Michigan in any of this stuff. So, listen, at this point, anything's possible, but I don't know if it's that either. I really don't. I think this dude just wanted to take a crack at the NBA, and he did it, even though it didn't make any sense.
How old is he?
66, I think I saw on Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
So, man.
It's a money grab. Give me a bunch of money, then I'm going to retire.
Right. I think that's what it is, man. Yeah, he's 66. How about that?
Hey, Lakers got Coach O too, buddy.
They're Frank Vogel, baby. Yeah. He'll be fired. LeBron will get him fired. That'd be great. Ridiculous. Verse. You are the man, my friend. Good stuff as always.
Hey, Team No Cat.
There you
Team
go.
No Cat.
Team No Cat. Shout out to Danny Woodhead. Where's he at? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Man, I shout that guy off via Twitter. I can't get a like from a little dude.
Well, you need to go pancake him when you see
him. I'm not young and I'm not famous. I get it, but come on.
I'll have a talk with him. I got it. I got you, okay?
See you,
Verse. Verse, Jeff and Knowledge. On all things life and Huskers. All right. Hey, coming up next, if you haven't heard the call of Kawhi Leonard's game-winning shot, we'll play for the other side. Just an amazing moment. Does it mean that he's going to stay? I don't know. We'll talk about that.